Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Fred Schenkelberger. Reliability is often confused with MTBF. I don't say that lightly. Many data sheets include it, many industries still use it, and still people are being confused of the association that is misplaced, that MTBF or MTTF or the MT fill in the blank is actually meaningful and related to reliability. Well, I didn't mean it to become a crusade or a mission or a campaign or whatever you'd like to call it, yet I have spoken out against using MTBF in its related metrics. You may have heard of it. I hope you have. It started because I recognized that there was confusion about what it actually meant. Just the fundamental definition and understanding of what it was led to confusion in and among our industry and how we as reliability professionals talk about reliability. And I was just about to go on stage. I was presenting at a conference and I had about an hour slot to present. And I was being introduced and somebody on the side asked me a quick question. Says, how do I tell somebody what MTBF means when they seem not to understand what it means? And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, they think it's a failure-free period. Okay. And then I got introduced. So I walked up on stage and I thought, well, this would be an interesting one. This is a room full of reliability professionals. Let me ask them, well, what do you say? And he says, well, how many of you have encountered somebody that didn't understand that it's not a failure-free period or understood MTBF some other way? Because I'd also had run into this confusion. Some thought it was the average, that 50% would fail before and 50% would fail after, kind of like a little normal curve right about that time period. Some thought it was how long it was going to last, the failure-free period. Others thought it was yet something else completely. Others thought that it was a constant failure rate and that the first hour and the 100,000th hour would have exactly the same failure rate. Well, a lot of those things just meant there was a lot of confusion about how we use that term and how it was understood. Now, reliability in and of itself is not a well-understood concept either. We tend to define it as probability of success over some duration in a stated environment with specific functions. And that's not how most people think of reliability. Some will define it as it just works. It works over time. It maintains its quality characteristics and functionability over time, which is all fine. People can define reliability and that quality or characteristic of a product however they want. Yet, when I asked that question in the conference of 150 of our peers, have you ever encountered somebody that's been confused by MTBF? Every single hand went up. And it was a bit of laughter and nervous laughter at that. So I ditched the presentation. I got a whiteboard and started writing down all the different ways people have run into confusion. And about halfway through that session, it was like, so what are we going to do about it? Right? What are we going to do to eliminate this confusion, which is damaging to creating reliable products? It's an obstacle we need to overcome. And I thought that was an opportunity to ask 150 others to help, to challenge and make sure that people understood what it is they're talking about by defining terms. Just do a simple step. Well, fast forward a few years and I'm in a meeting and I was basically on a rant saying how bad MTBF was and how poorly it was understood. And somebody says, you really feel passionate about this. You should have a campaign button. So I made thousands of buttons and handed them out at conferences around the world. Somebody else said a few years later that I should have a website. And that's what started nomtbf.com and all the essays and stories there. Now, the result of all this effort, all of this rant, essentially, all of this get rid of MTBF has resulted in company after company basically moving away from MTBF, not building it into their contracts, not using it as internal metrics, encouraging their engineers and designers and procurement teams and vendors to actually talk about time to failure. What is the reliability is a probability over a time duration? And making it very, very clear that we're talking about what percent are going to survive in this environment. And so it cleaned up our conversation. And I hear stories from folks that are using the site and the articles as teaching tools in their class for engineers. I've heard from people that use it as a motivation to help change contract language. And I've heard it from companies that are basically writing it out of their contract language, getting rid of any use of these misleading terms. And so I know it's working. And I wanted to say thank you. Thanks for making it work. Thanks for helping change our industry in a simple way by just changing the terminology that we use such that it's much easier for us to convey concepts and ideas in a clear, understood manner. And a single step is just to eliminate the use of MTBF or MTTF or the similar MT type measures. Thanks for making it happen. Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?